This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Joining me now, Kim Brooks, the author of Small Animals, Parenthood in the Age of Fear. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
So the kids are not okay, huh?
Well, that seems to be the case, yes, based on my research and what I've been writing about recently, yes.
So what is it? Is it all of the overbearing anxiety we're giving kids?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it is, I don't like to blame parents. I am a parent, and I don't think it's their fault. I think it's sort of the way we do childhood now, which is in a very overstructured, institutionalized way. Kids have less free time. They have less time to play. They have less time to sort of do things independently, to form friendships on their own, to form relationships, and I think that's taking a toll.
Is a lot of that because kids are so obsessed, or we're so obsessed with getting our kids into, say, the best college, for example?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of anxiety around that. There's this sense that in a winner-take-all society, you want your kids to be winners. And I think one of the ways that anxiety manifests is this obsession with kind of the college application arms race that starts earlier and earlier. You know, it used to be that, I remember when I was in high school, you know, you started thinking about college like your freshman, maybe your sophomore year of high school. I have two kids now, and I feel like people are already talking about it when they're in first grade.
First grade, wow, that's crazy. And so you write here, you know, that the days of free play and the days of all that have been replaced by STEM, science. What was that? Science, technology, English, and math, right? STEM.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And then you write standardized testing, active shooter drills have replaced recess, leisurely lunches, art, and music.
Right. And not that there's anything wrong with STEM and with, you know, studying math and science and reading. Those are all important. But I think a lot of the times it comes at the expense of these other things that are equally important.
And you also talk about how there's not a lot of free play for kids. A lot of recess is gone. Unsupervised play also gone. What happened with that?
It's been on steady decline over the last 30 years, and in the article for the New York Times and in the book Small Animals, I interview people like the psychologist Peter Gray, who writes about how essential play is for children's development. And we sort of adopted this viewpoint that children learn things best when they have an adult hovering over them, teaching them. And actually, that's not what human history and research shows, that kids need freedom, that play is how children learn. And Dr. Gray writes a lot about the emotional impact of what he calls play deprivation on young people.
You're right, and I agree with this 100%. Kids need recess. They need longer lunches. They need free play, family time, meal time. They need less homework, fewer tests, a greater emphasis on social emotional learning. I agree with all that 100%. It seems like kids now go to school, then they have after school. They got all these activities. Then they've got hours of homework they got to do. There's no time for them to bond with their family anymore. It's like family time matters nothing in this day and age.
Yeah, even for people who it does matter for, it's very hard to work in when children are in school so long, and then when there are these expectations about these things that they need to do. I think another piece of it, too, is sort of the way we live in terms of, people being further apart, people living in suburbs, people living in places where, because of sort of a lot of anxiety and irrational fear, we don't let children just go out and play. And even if one parent wants to, the kids don't want to go out and play if they're the only one. So we don't really give them the freedom or the space or the physical places where they could have independent time. Independent time doesn't do you that much good if you're saying, you have to sit in the living room where I can see you. And then I think, you know, people sort of wonder why children want to be on screens all the time. And, I mean, I just think, well, what's the alternative? What alternatives are we giving them?
Kim Brooks is the author of Small Animals, Parenthood in the Age of Fear. You also talk about what happened to you as a mom in the Target parking lot. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's sort of the framework for the book. Was an incident that happened to me about 6 years ago. I let my son wait in the car for about 5 minutes, and I ran into a store on a cold day, the windows open, and someone recorded me doing that and called the police. And there's a lot of fallout that took place over the course of a couple of years, and, you know, I write about that in the book. But I think it's indicative of sort of this culture of surveillance and fear, and this idea that we've all adopted that, you know, a child who's not being watched even for 5 minutes is somehow in mortal danger. And it's, you know, if that's our attitude, it's very hard to give kids the kind of basic freedom that they need to grow and thrive.
So your kids weren't in a hot car. They weren't baking to death in the back seat. But what happened? The cops came and they arrested you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little more drawn out than that. It was a little more complicated. But, I was ultimately charged with a crime, and then the charge was dropped.
They come to the parking lot when you were there, or had you already left?
No, I had already left, and it was days later that I found out that this charge had been pressed.
So the cops did not show up and find the kids in imminent harm or imminent danger. They looked at the video the woman took and then charged you after the fact when the kids were absolutely in a safe place and everything like that.
Right. Me and my son were long gone by the time the cops came. I mean, it was literally just going into a store to grab one item. So there was no, you know, no, this wasn't a case. I mean, there are these very tragic cases where parents forget that the child is in the car and, you know, the child has heat stroke, and they're terrible, tragic cases. But that was not what was going on here. This was a case of someone just seeing a child perfectly happy, you know, in a cool car for like 5 minutes and assuming that child was being neglected or was in some kind of danger. And the experience, I mean, the most profound impact of the experience for me was that it allowed me to start kind of exploring and digging into other women, other parents who had, you know, been through something similar, and to realize that there's been this huge paradigm shift in parenting that, you know, in the course of a generation or two, we've gone from, you know, the assumption that kids are fairly competent, that they can do things on their own, that they can be on their own for a couple minutes. I grew up waiting in the car all the time while my parents, you know, ran into, like, by carpet or something boring that I didn't want to do. And now we view that kind of behavior as reckless and criminal. So in the book, I explore sort of how did that shift happen and what are the implications.
And there's been parents who've been arrested for letting their kids walk home from school by themselves. I mean, the state of Maryland, for example, had to put a law in place allowing kids as young as 8 years old to be able to walk alone a certain amount of time because parents were getting locked up. There was a case of parents who, I also think it was Maryland again, the kids were playing outside in the backyard and the parents got in trouble for that.
Right. I mean, I have a friend here in a suburb of Chicago who... Corey Wyden, who about a year ago, someone called the police because she was letting her 9-year-old walk the family dog around the apartment complex where she lived. So things are absolutely ridiculous as that.
Yeah, that is nuts. Well, the book is very eye-opening. I'm enjoying it very much. Small Animals, Parenthood in the Age of Fear. I'm glad to hear the charges against you were dropped, by the way.
Thank you. Me too.
Kim Brooks, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. Appreciate it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.